million-dollar mines. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. I thought the Jeopardy! Greatest of All Time tournament was a daring programming choice considering the epidemic of test anxiety in American schools. And the questions were diabolical, like this category.
Math to Roman numerals to initials to names.
You get a math problem, you change the answer into Roman numerals, and then those Roman numerals become the initials of the first and last names of the person referred to by the clue. Who thinks that way? Turns out Ken Jennings does.
10 squared minus 10 to this Latin band leader, the Rumba King. Ken.
It was Xavier Cugat.
He got it in 7.6 seconds. 10 squared is 100, which is Roman numeral C. Subtract 10, which is Roman numeral X. You get XC, Xavier Cugat, or the official name of the Super Bowl in 2056. Except, Ken probably could skip the math. I'm betting that he already knew who the Rumba King was, so all he had to do was check that the initials matched Roman numerals, of which there are only seven, I, V, X, L, C, D, M. The math was mostly a distraction, which I only figured out afterwards. And that's what makes Jeopardy! Great. The questions are sophisticated, the judges care about accuracy, there's no razzle-dazzle, all of which is why America needs this game. America needs at least one TV show that will make you a millionaire for getting your facts straight.